from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the studios, a very cramped studios, is the entire band known as Super Doppler. Hello, welcome.
Hey.
Well, hello.
We don't have everybody today on a vocal mic, so why don't you just go around and introduce each one of the band members?
Okay. I'm Neil, and I play keys and sing.
I'm Tyler. I play percussion. We got Cole Friedman on bass, Michael Atkins on guitar, Brian Atkins back here on the drum kit, and we got Harry Schlater on guitar as well.
I hear a couple of Friedmans and a couple of Atkins in the band. This is a family affair, right?
Yeah.
You guys have known each other essentially since high school, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you all went to exactly the same school, grew up in the same town?
Yeah, we're all from Norfolk, Virginia. We all went to the same high school. Most of us are in the same grade. It's been about actually like almost 10 years of some form of all of us playing together this summer. So it's been a long run.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys to get together into one organization.
Yeah, we used to have even more. So we've cut it down to six now. So.
You guys started out just kind of jamming in a garage, a bunch of buddies, or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Neil's bedroom, like, we split it in half, sort of. So he had his bedroom on one side and our practice space on the other for like the first 5 years of the band.
It was more like two-thirds, three-fourths of the room was the band room, and the rest was my little space for my bed.
Now, did everybody naturally gravitate toward the right assortment of instruments, or did some people have to shift?
We switched around. We still switch around a little bit, which I think is a cool part of our band. But I used to play more guitar. Once Harry got on board, I kind of shifted over to doing more keyboard work. And we like to switch it up a little bit.
Super Doppler, my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Moonlight Anthems, just out. SuperDopplerBand.com is the place to go to learn about the group and their music. As I said, we have a full room. What do you guys want to knock off first today?
I think we're going to do Here Comes the King.
We'll be right back. That is Here Comes the King. It's the band Super Doppler, my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Moonlight Anthems. SuperDopplerBand.com is the web address. Okay, so this is your second full-length record, your third release. There was an early ska EP, if I have read correctly. Is that
yeah,
true?
You could, call it that.
Yes. Yeah.
Was that the era of trying to figure out what your sound was going to be?
Yeah, we were definitely some experimentation going on.
We had some heavy the Specials influence back in the day, so that was if you would have told us we were ska back then, we would have been so honored because we were so far from ska.
Now you guys have been up to as big as what, 10-piece band with horns and everything?
Yeah, I think we've had 10 or 11 rotating drummers, 2 or 3-piece horn section.
I think there's been about 25 different members that have cycled through the band. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We're going to do like a composite one of those years with like 2013 Mombax, 2014 with the heads, you know, and
fraternity
the faces.
You could do like a Sgt. Pepper album cover with just all of the people who've been as part of the band. Speaking of the Beatles, there's definitely shades of that sound, that style of music to what you do. Your songs twist and turn at almost every 8 bars. Where does that come from? Who brings that aesthetic to the band?
Well, I think if you're playing music, rock and roll music, and you're not influenced by the Beatles, something's probably wrong. So we try to, I don't know, it's like, I guess we just sort of, you know, playing rock and roll music, the Beatles, you know, run through our blood. So it's kind of just fell into place.
Yeah, we all love that stuff. And I think our musical tastes are all so different, but I think we all do believe that some of the best music did come out in the 60s and 70s, and that's where we draw a lot of our influences for sure.
And Neil, you and Cole had access to a lot of music, right? Your grandfather owned a music store.
Yeah, my grandpa started a music store in Norfolk a long time ago, and it's still open. Moved out to the suburbs, but Birdland Records, so my uncles run it now. That was my first summer job, 2
nice.
CDs a day.
That's not a bad gig if you're a music lover.
Not at all, yeah, it was fun. And so I have no shortage of music being pushed on me when I was a kid. Yeah, one uncle was like, "Try this." One uncle was like, "No. You gotta check out this." And then
2 CDs a day. I might have to apply for a summer job or a fall job when I get back or something.
Super Doppler, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album, which is just out, is called Moonlight Anthems. We had a copy of this a month and a half or so ago that we were calling something different, and we will get to that story here in just a minute. First, though, you guys going to do another tune?
Yeah. We're going to do Over and Over.
Thank you.
That is Super Doppler. Moonlight Anthems is their new record. SuperDopplerBand.com is their new web address, and we should touch on this. So we got this record back in late May, and it was Major and the Monbacks. That was the name of the band. And it was on Yep Rock Records, the new record coming out, really cool sounds. We were actually playing it on the air as Major and the Monbacks, and then word kind of comes down the pipeline that band name change. And it is kind of an unusual backstory as to why you guys ended up choosing a different name. Why don't you tell that story?
Yeah, we had been Major and the Monbacks for a long time. I mean, like I said, we were together for almost 10 years now. And it came to our attention.
And that name was kind of an homage to a phrase that your dad used or something like that, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but it was more just a thing we made up that kind of just means come on back. Or
yeah.
It doesn't really mean much at all. It's our interpretation, or that's how we use the word, but it came to our attention years later that there was a different connotation of the word mom back that we obviously didn't use, and that got brought up again right before the record release, which obviously threw terrible timing. So we decided to just part ways with that kind of, we didn't want to have that kind of baggage on our name, and we're just, you know, we just want to make music.
Sure. Now, did you at any point run up against people that had brought it to your attention because they were upset or offended or took umbrage at the name? Or was it just somebody kind of pointing it out to let you guys know that, hey, we came across this alternative meaning?
Yeah, that's the thing. No, we never really had people that were offended by it in our whole, when we played across the country.
For 10 years.
Thousands,
10 years. Right?
Yeah, and there in front was of never, thousands of people, yeah. Yeah.
So what has it been like? First of all, how did you end up then? I mean, you guys are a fairly democratic collection of six or eight or nine people.
Yeah.
How did you then collectively decide on Super Doppler?
I don't know. It was just kind of, we literally had 3 days to change the name. A couple weeks before the release. And like Neil said, you know, we just want to play the music. It's nothing more than that. So we went through a lot of, I don't know, names
Lots
that
of
we
stupid
yeah,
band names
not
are
names
out
that
there.
we threw a lot of names in a hat, and we kind of just backed off and realized that we just want to play the music and the name doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So we're gonna just call it, you know, Super Doppler and just continue.
Now, did you have to do a lot of Googling to make sure A, it's not already in use by another band, and B, that somewhere in some little corner of the country it's not being used as a phrase that means something other than attention?
We used the Google machine pretty heavily on this one.
The new record you guys had produced by a guy that we know well and have played his music on the station quite a bit, Matthew E. White.
Yeah.
Is he relatively local to where you guys are from? Is that why you decided to go with him?
Yeah, partly. He lives in Richmond, and he's actually from the same city that we're from, which is a really cool, we thought was a really cool connection. So he's like, he's big in the Virginia Richmond music scene. We're from about a city over from that.
I wouldn't call much of his music 60s rock. He's got a much different sensibility than the stuff that you guys were churning out.
Yeah.
So how did that blending of styles and personalities go?
Yeah, it was funny. I think Matt had never really produced anything that was sort of like what we were trying to do. So we kind of worked with Matt in a different way that he wasn't really accustomed to. We weren't really accustomed to, but he sort of coached us through some early rehearsals and some arrangements of the song. And then eventually, when we got to the studio, he really coached us through the sounds we were trying to achieve on the album.
You even used a couple of analog production tricks
the
record, like slowing down analog tape while you were overdubbing other parts and things.
Yeah, we really like recording on tape. We did the last, we did Major and the Monbacks self-titled album in Nashville at Welcome to 1979, which is super old school studio. And we kind of fell in love with tape there. So we wanted to just continue on analog tape.
Yeah. So for fans of the new Super Doppler record, if they decide, hey, I like these guys, I want to go back and find their earlier stuff, are you going to go back and re-release Major in the Monbacks self-titled album as a Super Doppler self-titled album?
I don't know.
I mean, what's the logistical
that's something we'll have to decide down the line, even if people do want to listen to that album anymore.
We're still playing all the Major in the Monbacks songs in our live set, but we're not running for Major in the Monbacks. Yeah. We're very proud of what we accomplished in the last 9.5 years. So.
And it seems like the transition's gone, all things considered, it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, everybody's been now, super supportive. Yeah.
Now we play these cover songs.
Well, I'm glad you guys had time to stop and visit with us today.
Yeah,
Super Doppler,
so
my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is called Moonlight Anthems, and you can find information at their website, superdopplerband.com. You have one more tune for us?
This is the title track, Moonlight Anthems.
By the moonlight. Midnight, devil's hours, hold me close. Oh,
Moonlight Anthems comes from the record of the same name from the band Super Doppler, my guests live today on JPR. Neil Friedman on keys and vocals, Michael Atkins on guitar and vocals, Harry Slater on guitar and vocals, Cole Friedman on bass, Tyler West on percussion, Brian Atkins on drums, Super Doppler. Guys, thanks again for coming by. It's been a real pleasure.
There it is. Thanks
for having us.